Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. What a beautiful day. Man, a couple of stories just to bring to your attention. This is from the Sun newspaper. A miner in Canada went looking for gold. He found something even more rare. A mummified baby woolly mammoth.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen the pictures.
Google the picture, please.
I heard it's in perfect condition.
I want to see the reaction when you... it looks like...
Mummified...
A baby woolly mammoth.
Elephant the size of a golden doodle, but almost perfectly preserved. It's creepy. Jurassic Park creepy.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, let's not go extracting DNA
from
this thing and trying to...
No.
We all saw what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well.
There's a whole series of movies about it.
Well, apparently no one saw the last one. The 30,000-year-old female baby mammoth was found frozen in the Klondike gold fields. The tiny creature has been named Nuncho Ga, which means big baby animal.
Well, that's accurate.
In creepy-looking pictures released by scientists who helped to recover, Nuncho Ga, her skin and hair are seen to still be attached, meaning that she has been almost perfectly preserved. Nuncho Ga died and was frozen in permafrost at least 30,000 years ago. While she was alive, she would have roamed Canada during the Ice Age.
Okay, you talked about Jurassic Park being less than successful.
At the box office.
Did you see the Elvis Presley movie, which we might go see tonight?
We were going last weekend, but we couldn't. Yeah. We're going next week.
The kids have an early flight. We might go see it tonight. I have heard nothing but incredible reviews about that.
Mm-hmm, so
Top Gun, while I was gone, hit $1 billion, correct?
Tom Cruise's first billion-dollar movie.
Dollar movie.
Yep.
And then did you hear my other favorite movie of all time, Walk the Line, which I do believe is the best biopic of all time, that Johnny Cash's house in real life is for sale. It is listed for almost $2 million. And I want to show you some pictures and I want you to describe what you see. But the cool thing about this enormous house at the base of this beautiful California mountain is that it comes with two things worth noting: a black toilet. That's number one, a black toilet for the man in black. And number two, an original wall-mounted turntable inside. Look at that. Inside the wall.
It comes out of the wall.
Yes, where Johnny Cash played his records.
Wow.
And so the home is not, I don't want to say it's not updated, but it's kind of not updated for $2 million. It's not really updated.
Would you want it to be updated?
Because so much of his iconic footprint is this house.
Rebecca, you have seen the new Elvis movie.
Oh, yes, I have seen it.
Whoa, you sound like me after I got out of
the... Did you cry?
I cried so hard. Like, I needed glasses to get out of the theater so nobody could see how hard I was crying. I went out to the parking lot and stood next to my car and cried.
Does he die at the end?
Okay, Scott, really? You speaking of toilet, you are the second person who has said they cried, like almost from the beginning. Can you at least tell us, without spoiling it, what is the snapshot in time that... did you just now get that joke? What is the snapshot in time that we're looking at in his life? Obviously, the actor is young.
We go from birth to death.
Oh, okay.
And it brushes the surface of every major event in his life.
Okay.
And captures all of the emotion.
Okay.
Do they show him dying on the toilet?
Okay, really, Scott?
No. No, they do not. My daughter went for a second time today and said she cried again.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but hang on.
We weren't even alive when Elvis was here, so I'm
yes,
like,
we were.
To see him in concert, I mean. I was, let me tell you something. I was playing golf with a buddy the other day who said, I will never forget seeing him at the iconic Hawaii whatever in 1972. And I thought to myself, I wasn't even born yet.
I was one.
Right. So what I mean is, I don't know him in pop culture like my mom would know him in pop culture.
Sure. Now, keep in mind, Rebecca's review of the Elvis movie is a little bit suspect and biased. Her dog is named Elvis.
I know, but she's the second person who told me they cried throughout the entire thing.
It humanizes Elvis in the story. You fall in love with him, and then you see...
Could you just not help but falling in love?
Okay. Wow.
Nope.
Rebecca's review is giving me a suspicious mind.
Get out of here.
Also, the music in it is phenomenal. Like, they mix it with modern and classic. And
does the actor really sing?
Yes, he does.
It's really him singing.
They actually mixed a little bit of it with actual Elvis voice and Austin Butler, but most of it is him.
Actually, the one thing I have heard that is critical of this movie is the music.
Really?
Not the acting. What's his name? Austin Butler. I've heard nothing but rave reviews about his performance. I heard it's a little bit weird, but it's kind of cool weird, the movie.
It's artistic.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. But that the music, they tried to modernize it too much in the movie is the one critique I've heard. Because like with the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, with Walk the Line, it's still Johnny Cash's and Queen's music. They don't try to modernize it.
You have the classic songs in the movie, but then like the transitions are like they modernize the music.
That's cool. I can't wait. I really am trying to get my kids to go with me tonight. They're like, we have to pack. I'm like, no, you don't. Let's go see this movie.
We're taking my mom.
Good. Good.
We were going to go last weekend, but we couldn't, so we're going to go this weekend, I think.
She's going to like it.
All right, cool. All right, so you give it two thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fascinating story here from the New York Post. Eddie O'Brien is 74 years old, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie O'Brien was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease 3 years ago after his family noticed that he was forgetting names, he was getting lost on his way home. The debilitating affliction has left him struggling to communicate with his family. But his daughter, Rebecca, who's 30, discovered that music brings him back to life. In particular, the music of Elvis Presley. Says daughter Rebecca, he absolutely loves Elvis, but any kind of music, any kind of beat, he just loves it.
Have you not seen this video?
No.
I wanted Sam to pull it so we could play it because I thought it was one of those ones where he would like, you know, his eyes would pop open and he starts talking like in the movie Awakenings. That's not what it is. It's actually better. Eddie O'Brien, 74 years old, is sitting there with headphones on and he's on a couch, which is why we're not playing this for you because you have to see it. It's not something you can hear. And he starts tapping his feet, clapping his hands, and Scott swinging his hips. He is sitting on this couch dancing like it is 1960. But he is swinging. He's a really tall, lean, lanky guy.
Yeah.
And he's got these Elvis moves down, and he is in full-on Elvis dancing mode. There's a photo of him.
But
you can't hear it because he's wearing headphones. And I said to Sam, I go, we have to share this story. But we'll post it on social media so you can see it. It is, you know, I'm fascinated with art and music and the brain. And why certain parts of our brain, even when ravaged by Alzheimer's, certain parts of your brain will hang on to music. That part survives longer than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Look at him. He's kicking his feet up in the air. He's happy.
I mean, he is full on dancing in this chair.
Aww. I was a little girl when Elvis died, writes 6717. To this day, I remember how my mother cried when he died in 1977. From the text line, it is a really good movie, Scott. And also somebody writes, would somebody please tell Scott to shut his mouth?
Okay. There's always one.
Quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. You know, over the years, not looking to make this a topic, just wanted to bring this to your attention. Dana and I have talked quite a bit about football players, in particular professional, but not exclusively them, football players who have, it's been learned after they have passed, had CTE. The first well-known American soccer player has been diagnosed with CTE. Obviously, you can't be diagnosed with CTE right now until after you've died. Scott Vermillion, who died on Christmas Day in 2020, he was 44 years old, has been diagnosed with CTE. He was an American soccer player. I believe he played in the MLS, if I'm not mistaken, and also on the U.S. men's team. I'll have to look up for whom he played. He died at the age of 44 of acute alcohol and prescription drug poisoning after spending the last decade of his life withdrawing from his family as he struggled with substance abuse and progressively erratic behavior. They have done an examination of his brain and have concluded that he did suffer from CTE because of repeated head trauma playing the game of soccer.
And this will not be, sadly, the first or last time we hear about this. I have said for years, Scott, now that everyone admits they knew all along in the NFL that this was an issue, soccer cannot be far behind. Maybe not to the extent we see in the NFL, but we're going to start seeing this in soccer players.
A story here from Channel 9, and we have all heard over the last few months about the disaster, let's call it what it is, disaster that air travel has become in these United States. And it's usually on a Monday morning when Dana and I, or check that, a Monday afternoon when Dana and I will come on the air and we'll say, here are the flight cancellations that occurred on Saturday and delays that occurred on Saturday. Here's the cancellations and delays on Sunday. It is now pushing into the week. There were 800 flights canceled yesterday, Monday. There were 700 canceled on Sunday. Story here from Channel 9. At least 800 flights were canceled across the United States on Monday afternoon, according to the flight tracking website FlightAware. This followed another chaotic travel weekend, with more than 1,500 domestic flights being canceled on Saturday and Sunday. Delta alone, Delta stands for doesn't ever leave the airport. Delta alone canceled at least 224 flights on Monday, which was 7% of its operations.
7%? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Why is this happening?
The weekend before, Delta canceled 8% of their flights.
So my friend Carrie is calling in, who really should be put on the payroll of this program, because her life ends up being so many topics for us, because she travels every single week and sees things and witnesses things and goes through things that, you know, you and I can only imagine, Scott. And she posted about this a few days ago, and I actually sent it to you, because her post said, if you, in the middle of the busiest travel season of the year right now, if you are not super adept at handling the rebooking and the process, she said, what I witnessed over the weekend was thousands of angry, upset, crying people sleeping on the floor of an airport because they don't know how to quickly navigate the airline system when it collapses, which is what's happening. This is a domino effect.
Yeah.
And she's going to join us here in a minute and help just help everyone listening. If you are getting ready to fly, you have to have the app. You have to know who to talk to, or you are going to end up in that line with thousands of other people
taking whatever you can get.
SOL. Mm-hmm. Yes, which is usually in 1 or 2 days. You need to know what your rights are. You know, I'm not sleeping on the floor of an airport, Scott. It's not happening. But well, there are times where that where ticket agent looks at you and is like, nothing I can do. It was, quote, an act of God. They'll say that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And where what do you mean it was an act of God? Well, someone called in sick. That's an act of God. No, it's not.
Well, you don't have to sleep on the airport floor, but just get comfortable and stay awake all night in that airport chair, because that's what's going to happen. There were 800 canceled flights yesterday alone. Delta canceling 8% of its planned flights yesterday. I mean,
Scott looked at me off the air and said, we're not getting on another plane right now. He said,
We're not traveling.
You're not traveling. And not solely because of this, but honestly, one of the first things I thought when I was considering hopping on a plane to go see my parents, which for a variety of reasons I cannot do on Saturday, but I was thinking about it. The first thing that popped into my mind was I will get stranded.
You can't get back.
Either on the way down or on the way back, mm-hmm. and you and new boss will kill me.
We would.
because it's almost a given right now that you are going to get stranded. I hate to say it. It's almost a given.
I have traveled several times this year, including an in and out to Las Vegas for a Scorpions concert. I have never once this year traveled without an issue, whether it is a flight that was canceled and we had to, one time when we were going to Vegas, we left on a Saturday morning or Friday morning. I can't remember. Our American Airlines flight got canceled. We got shifted to United to get to Vegas.
You remember this. I drove from St. Louis to some small town in the middle of nowhere and then another 4 hours home because there are no rental cars. That's the other thing. You could say, well, forget it. I'm going to take a car and drive home. Okay, good luck finding a rental car. Yeah. One of the things Carrie said in her post was she always lays over, and this is a great tip for every single person listening. She always makes sure her layovers are within driving distance of Kansas City. Worst case scenario, from St. Louis, you can Uber. It would be expensive. It's $500. I looked it up.
Would an Uber driver even take you?
You can find people that'll do it. It's like $500. But worst case scenario, if you cannot get back, you are at least within, you know, like a Chicago distance, an 8 hour, if you can find a car.
By the way, the story goes on to say, and this is from Channel 9, this is going to be a summer of travel frustration, experts are warning. Though airlines received $54 billion in federal assistance during COVID's peak to avoid involuntary layoffs, they now have fewer employees than before the pandemic. Listen to that. They have fewer employees than before the pandemic, especially pilots.
It's the retirement.
After offering buyouts and early retirement packages to trim staff and save money. As a result, operations can quickly fall apart when there's bad weather, understaffed air traffic control centers, or sick staff. We talked about this in passing last week, and Jesse Reed, a good friend of the program, Top Gun guy that we've had on the show many times, he had flown commercially as well. And his point was there is no staff. So in the past, pre-pandemic, for example, when they had more staff, you could have a pilot call in sick on the morning of a flight in Kansas City, and they would just call the backup on the standby pilot. They don't have the standby pilots anymore.
So one pilot calls in sick, it is a domino effect all day.
And if that flight's canceled, then the flight he was supposed to fly back to, fly from Kansas City to, say, Denver, well, then the flight from Denver to Kansas City has to be canceled as well.
And they have very tight regulations on how many active hours they can be flying in a day. So if they're sitting on the plane and it's delayed and they're sitting on the tarmac, there's instances where they have to go back to the gate because he is out of his window now. He cannot fly.
Telephone number here.
Or she.
Maya is going to be a commercial airline pilot. Sam.
What? I have angered you two.
You haven't angered me.
It's the solstice. Wait, what is it? The moon. It's the moon.
The solstice.
Who am I mad at?
God. 913-586.
Extreme emotions.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. The news is next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Got a story here that Dana just handed me. It's from the Today Show. Every now and again, a story comes along that shows how much goodness there truly is in the world. On June 20th, about a week ago, a subreddit user posted a video of a Burger King employee named Kevin Ford. Sweet Kevin. Oh, Kevin is 54 years old, Dana.
Dedicated as hell.
Boy, he is. Kevin Ford, who is 54 years old, says he received a gift from management after 27 years on the job. Works at a Burger King.
27 years.
Has worked at Burger King for the last 27 years. And he got a gift from management to mark his 27 years on the job.
Did you mention yet that he didn't miss a single day in 27 years?
I hadn't mentioned that yet, Sam.
Not.
That's right.
One day.
In the video, Ford delves into the items that he received from Burger King, from the company that owns them, which included...
Get a straw, did we?
It was not a watch. He didn't get a commemorative watch. He didn't get a all-expenses-paid vacation for those 27 dedicated years with not a single day off. Ford got from Burger King a Starbucks reusable tumbler.
Very practical.
Very practical. A bag of Reese's candy. Some pens. Two rolls of... Lifesavers.
Two rolls of lifesavers.
Additionally, managers at the Las Vegas Burger King, where Ford works, gave him a slice of chocolate cake.
Couldn't give him the whole cake?
No.
While Ford remained appreciative in the video, expressing his gratitude, the response online was a bit more critical.
Now, let's be fair. I did watch this video, and not all of the items are listed in that story.
Sam, what else did he get?
They excluded. They gave him a single movie ticket and a lanyard.
Wait a minute. minute.
A lanyard?
A single movie ticket.
One movie ticket.
You can't even take a friend.
Couldn't go for the two, just one.
Don't burn that on one weekend out.
I'm sorry. This just screams, take your vacation, take your sick days. Because 27 years in one spot, he has never missed a day of work. All you are going to get is a pat on the back, two rolls of Lifesavers, and a single movie ticket.
His daughter has responded, by the way.
Please.
My name is Serena. The man in that video is my father. He has worked at his job for 27 years, and yes, he has never missed a day of work. He originally began working at this job as a single father when he gained custody of me and my older sister 27 years ago. Then as our family grew and he remarried, he continued to work here because of the amazing health insurance that was provided through this employer because it was unionized, which got all four of his daughters through high school and college with full health care coverage.
Wow.
My dad continues to work here because though he does look young, he is coming up on retirement, and leaving would cost him his retirement. In no way are we asking for money or is he expecting any money, but if anyone feels like blessing him, he would love to visit his grandchildren, and she did start a GoFundMe page.
Oh, to go see his grandkids.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that GoFundMe has received more than $200,000.
Oh, good. Good.
Take that lanyard and shove it.
What is so distasteful about the goodie bag? Be honest. Especially for 27 years and you've never missed a day.
I would argue it would have been more proper to give him nothing. If they're gonna do something, do nothing.
That is what they gave him for his 25th anniversary.
Was nothing.
Was nothing, yeah.
We call that the Dana Wright anniversary gift. Golden.
The golden parental anniversary gift. I just had 25 years here last year.
And what did you get for your 25 years?
Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing for 25
years. I told you
years.
After 10 years down at Channel 5, they let you pick from like a catalog. And I chose a bike and it came in a box. And so that became a joke that like I got my bike in a box. But it was great. I eventually used that bike. Mm-hmm. And it was something useful, and it wasn't super inexpensive. It was probably $350 bike.
Dana, did you really use the bike?
Yeah, well,
as much as
more than the electric
e-bike?
Variety, okay. I did. Okay. Yes, so,
which is to say, you rode it four times.
Right, right. But what is appropriate for 25 years? Because it ain't a pack of Lifesavers and a single movie ticket.
Well, what they have done is the equivalent of tipping a penny.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, half of those gifts they got in the same aisle at CVS.
I mean, when you go to a restaurant and you don't leave a tip, there are two messages that have just been sent. One of two. Either the service was so bad and so abhorrent, we decided not to tip you, or we forgot. It was something we overlooked. When you tip a penny.
Oh, I remember.
It's worse. You're sending a message that cannot be misreceived, for lack of a word.
Let me make this scenario worse for everyone listening, if it is all possible, and it is. According to the video posted earlier this month, Ford had worked as a cook and cashier at the Burger King in the Las Vegas International Airport for 27 years without missing a day. So he didn't just work in the Burger King. He worked in the PIA Burger King, that is the airport Burger King, mm-hmm. putting up with grumpy travelers
long lines
rushing back and forth. He received the Starbucks cup, some candy, and a single movie ticket in a clear plastic backpack, not from other workers. Because I first thought, Scott, what if these are other poor workers that didn't have a lot of money and all they could give was a gift of $1 or $2?
Right.
No. He received his goodie bag from the burger chain's parent company, HMS Host. Look up the worth of that company, please.
Well, it's a company that owns Burger King.
Burger King's parent company, HMS Host, to show appreciation for his years of service. It didn't come from the local Burger King or from his employees. It came from what I'm guessing is a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate that owns Burger King.
$375 million.
Thank
$375 million, yep. Well,
What's the worst going away gift you've ever received?
This isn't a going away gift.
Retirement gift.
This
Sorry.
Isn't retirement.
Happy gift.
This is a anniversary gift.
Excuse me, they sold a portion of their business for $375 million. That is not their total
worth. That's not their total worth. What's the worst gift you've ever gotten?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't get anything from this company. This is the only company I've ever worked for in my adult years.
You're lying. You got half of a frozen ham.
That was for Christmas.
Terrible gift.
Oh, you're talking about like a corporate,
gift.
Oh, yes, years ago. This was back in the old building for Christmas.
Here's your half a ham.
They handed out gift certificates to, what's the ham company, the real famous one?
Yeah. Hormel.
No, not Hormel. The baked ham company, whatever that's called. Honey Baked Ham. They gave us gift certificates to Honey Baked Ham in Overland Park.
Spam.
And when you looked at, Hormel makes spam, yeah. When you looked at the gift certificate from Honey Baked Ham, if you read all the way through it, it said, good for half a ham.
I got a gift certificate.
Well, who'll get the other half?
Wait, Sam's got a better one. He's right. I forgot.
I got a gift certificate that was supposed to be for $50 to a local restaurant that had $13.37 on it.
That's right. A used gift certificate.
You guys, I swear, this was this year. Sam opened a gift card. And it was used, and on the back it said, it like X'd out the $50, mm-hmm. and it said $13.77 left.
Wow.
Enjoy your Diet Coke.
I never used that gift certificate.
You didn't?
No.
It had $13 left on that $50 card.
I probably still have it somewhere.
That was the funniest thing I had ever seen.
So wasteful, Sam. So unappreciative.
I mean, somebody else had already used it.
Your partial gift card.
I won't read the numbers out because these are people's careers that we're talking about. But one texter just wrote, my husband has worked at his job for 30 years. For his 30th anniversary, they sent him a postcard that said, happy 30-versary. 30 years, and he got a postcard. Thanks. Telephone number here is 586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments, and your texts in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. We happen to be discussing a story that's from the Today Show about a man by the name of Kevin Ford. He's 54 years old. May God bless him. And he has worked at the Burger King at the Las Vegas airport for the last 27 years. Hasn't missed a day of work in 27 years. Man must have an immune system like you wouldn't believe. To celebrate his 27 years on the job, he recently received a gift bag from HMS Host, which owns Burger King. Inside that gift bag, to commemorate his 27 dedicated years of work, he received a Starbucks reusable tumbler, a bag of Reese's candy, pens, and two rolls of Lifesavers, and one movie ticket. His daughter, who went on to point out his diligent and hard work over 27 years mm-hmm. and how he raised four children, and this was a job he had, I don't know if it was on the side or not, or if this was his full-time gig to help raise his family. They started a GoFundMe, but she said, we're just looking for enough money so we can go visit his grandchildren.
Go see his grandkids.
That GoFundMe has generated $200,000.
Good. That is the silver lining of this story. But I still ask, what is the worst parting gift or corporate gift you ever received? The third of a used gift card that Sam received this last year.
That's pretty good.
Might be one of the funniest I've ever witnessed.
The half of a honey baked ham that I got years ago, and a texter reminded me, and this is somebody who used to work here years and years and years ago, and I had totally forgotten about this. Scott, do you remember when they had us bring in our own clothes to the radio station to get the station logos embroidered on them? And I do. That was over 20 years ago. They didn't have company
and
gear.
And look at us now, paying for our own bumper stickers.
Yeah, right. They didn't have company gear, so they told us, bring in a shirt and we'll embroider KMBZ onto your shirt. Okay.
Wait, but they did it for free?
Yeah, they just had a lady downstairs, Rebecca, with a needle and thread.
The embroidery was for free, but we had to provide our own shirt.
That's more than we get now.
Aubrey in Blue Springs. Hello, Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey.
How are you guys?
Hi, go ahead.
Okay, so I got points from, I'll start from the top down. This poor soul, Mr. Ford from Las Vegas, I wonder who picked out his gift. Was it like a newly hired manager? You know, who's like, oh, that'll be cute. He'll take some candy and this and that. Worked 27 years in a place like that. A vacation, you know, a paid vacation because he worked in an airport might have been in order, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah.
As far as the train wreck that happened in rural Missouri, I used to spray railroad crossings.
Oh.
And you would have to spray 50 feet off of the tracks and 300 down on each quadrant. So that's 6,000 square feet of eye line you're supposed to have cleared.
With spray paint.
No, you kill the weed.
Oh, eye line. When you said spray, I was thinking like paint, like the railroad crossing paint as you approach.
No, like your line of sight. So these crossings should be cleared. And most of the time they are subcontracted by another company that does that. So
I'm sure they are.
It's just a shame. I actually got into an accident where I hit a handicapped child and his grandmother in a cornfield in Arkansas going to one of these crossings because you could not see cars coming and there were no stop signs. Mm. So,
hey, Aubrey, thank you for the call, and I'm sorry that happened. But the railroaders have saved us in the last couple days with knowledge about all of this stuff.
Amen.
Back to the Burger King story quickly. They have released a statement.
Oh, they
why
have?
Do corporations, when something like this avoidable PR disaster happens, why can't they just say, we missed the mark? We missed the mark. I'm sorry, sir. You can have it your way. You are right. We're going to send you on a vacation. That is not what Burger King said.
Oh, boy.
I need to go work for all of these companies.
By the way, before you read it, it was his full-time job. He kept that job for the benefits. Yep. I forgot about that.
Burger King issued a statement to the Today Show in response to the criticism stating that the company is committed to recognizing the achievements of its employees. And the gift that Mr. Ford received was, quote, a reward in recognition of a short-term positive performance / experience. The company added, it does offer its team members a robust employee recognition program, which includes the recognition of tenure milestones and monetary awards. Did a seventh grader write that statement? We are committed to recognizing the achievements of its employees. The gift that he received was a reward in recognition of short-term positive performance / experience.
Sure it was.
Yeah, tenured milestone, apparently 25 years doesn't count.
I was going to say, 27 years is not short-term, and they called it a gift. Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
The gift that he received.
This story is the gift that keeps on giving. God. I wonder what Mr. Ford received for 20 years of service. Now, I can already hear
one movie ticket.
I can already hear some people screaming, he has a job, doesn't he?
Yeah, they don't owe him anything.
They don't owe him a thing. I can already hear people saying that.
After 27 years of dedication, really?
Yeah. We got to run. The bonus hour is next. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, he is, and it's confirmed, the finest man in all of these United States, the Reverend Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.